behind all these theories, there's nothing else than the enemy who really wants that the Lord Jesus doesn't receive the honor which belongs to him. Also as creator. We have been singing tonight at the beginning a song we have also in German, by the way, and we like also very much to sing it, where we give honor to the Lord Jesus because he is the creator. And the word of God insists on this. It is one of the glories of the Lord Jesus. Many, many passages pointed out that God created everything through him. And we want to give him that honor, and we want to realize that, yes, the devil doesn't want it. The Lord Jesus gets his honor. And therefore, all this theory of evolution and this idea to explain everything by its own cause, but deny an intelligent first cause who put it all into being. Now, Galileo and Kepler and other astronomers lived about 400 to 500 years back, and they observed just the heavens, and they observed stars and planets and their movements, and they were deeply impressed by the glory of God revealed in creation. Nowadays, we have many more possibilities to observe not only the sky and stars, but also in the microcosm, we can make wonderful observations. And that should lead us really to worship the Lord Jesus even more because of all things we can discover. And also things we have discovered in the field in which I'm working are really amazing and pointing really to the glory of the Lord, and that we should admit and we should bow before the Lord Jesus. Now, this is one picture I would like to show you. Does anybody know what this is? Please speak.
It's the space shuttle. The space shuttle out in space.
Yes, and which one?
I'm not sure exactly which one it is.
It's a Canadian one.
Not so bad, what you say. Okay, so this is the Hubble Space Telescope. Okay, but what else do you see here? Exactly. You see here the blue thing here, okay? This is our atmosphere. You know, just this, let's say, 20 kilometers about, in which all life is taking place. Just in that little area, you know? And if you think about it, and all things which have been observed with the Hubble Space Telescope, you are really amazed and you wonder why God is really, caring for us, and his interest in man, if you compare our existence and the fact that we are living on this planet Earth just in this small area, and you compare this to the vastness of the universe. If you consider this, if you click once, now I apologize, this is now in German, but we have some here who are able to understand German, and all of you are able to know what this is. Maybe someone can read to us these two verses, please. Yeah, but come here and a bit louder. We want to hear it all.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou considerest him?
Thank you very much. And we click once more. Yes. Well, it's a bit more difficult maybe to quote directly, but we also want to read this. Can someone please read Psalm 40, no, Isaiah 40, verse 22? Come here. Isaiah 40, verse 22.
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as the tent to dwell in.
Thank you. So that is indeed, if you think about the circle of the earth, right, and us living here in that area, we are really like grasshoppers somehow, aren't we? And now let's move one further. Now there are a few pictures taken with the Hubble Space Telescope of supernova, which took place in 1987. And you see there are really wonderful things one can see. Even beautiful, isn't it? Mm. And this supernova took place in 1987, and that is how it looked like in 2006. The supernova itself was here. There are two stars nearby, and this is this part which has been ejected from it. And these are pictures also of the same event, which shows something of the beauty of creation and even of the skies and of stars. Now, one more. Now we look a little bit further away. We look closely with a telescope to the Earth, and we have seen something of the atmosphere. Now, this, what is it? Any idea? It's not the Milky Way galaxy, but it's a galaxy. If it would be the Milky Way galaxy, it is more difficult to take a picture like that. Very good. That's the correct answer. It's the Andromeda galaxy. And this is the object which you can see still with your eyes, without a telescope. But it must be a very clear night, and you must be away from any artificial light sources. I like to look at Andromeda when we are in the mountains in Switzerland, a bit higher up. Then you can just discern it. It is far away from us. It's about 2 million light years. That means the light from Andromeda to reach the Earth needs 2 million years, just to give you the distance. So if you take the Sun and you have planet Earth, we know that the light from the Sun needs 8 minutes exactly to reach us. And the light here needs 2.2 million years about to reach us. That gives you an idea of the distance. If you click one more, this is another illustration. Sorry, I have it in German here, but I translate it for you. Okay, so here we put a little hole into the screen, okay? And if a plane would fly with 1,000 kilometers per hour, it would need 650 million years to go from here to there. Okay, just to give you a little idea about the enormous size of the universe, and that means the enormous greatness of the universe. And we understand what we read in Psalm 19, that the heavens declare the greatness of God. We get really an impression of the greatness of our Creator. And this is just one galaxy out of billions which exist. And that is just beyond our capacity to really understand. But I just want to bring you a bit under the impression of the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the universe as it exists. Now here you see from there to there it is 150,000 light years, and that is a distance in kilometers. It's pretty far away. Now, having said this, I turn back now to what I said earlier about scientists who have made observations. And seeing this, I think the reaction should be that we realize a little bit how small we are, and we should be humble, shouldn't we? Now, we go to the next slide. First of all, a quotation from Job chapter 11. Again, I would like that we read it, because I don't have it in English, I'm sorry, but I had to edit before realizing that I had to change my presentation.